He's by far the oldest and wisest groundhog in the nation. And every February 2nd, you can be assured the eyes of the nation will turn to a place named Punxsutawney. The American Countryside is brought to you by my friends at AgriGold, who remind you to check out their new giant hybrids. These are proven traits that stand above the competition. Learn more at AgriGold.com. Since 1887, the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club has hosted an event to foretell what is in store for the rest of winter. Bill Cooper says it's a famous groundhog named Phil that is the center of attention.
He's at least 118. We don't know for sure because he was here when we got here. Each year at our annual picnic, he gets a drink of groundhog punch, which adds 7 years of longevity to his life.
Not only is he a very old groundhog, he's pretty wise, too.
He's always right. But we do tell people if you want to argue the science, you've lost the point of the day. We can find some place that he's right.
Being right has often produced a forecast for a long winter. However, that trend seems to be changing.
We've only had 13 times that we've had an early spring, and the vast majority of those have been in the last 25 years, which gives some scientific support to global warming.
Bill has a very important role on the morning of February 2nd. Early that day, he will receive the forecaster's edict for what weather lies ahead.
Groundhog ease is what they refer to it that's developed over the years, and that's the job as president. I was trained by my predecessor to undertake that duty. It's not like learning to speak French or Italian or German. You have to interpret chirps, whistles, and teeth clicking and eye movements. It's not that easy.
There are only 87 rooms in town, but people make the drive in, stay for the events, and either drive home or stay as close by as possible. Traveling the Countryside and brought to you by AgriGold. In Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCray.